Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Hey, I thought we'd do something a little bit different this week and replay for us something I had done this week with a bunch of students from a high school in Wisconsin. Oddly, I had two different teachers reach out to me from the same high school asking if I would do presentations and teach their students. One section was on leadership and the other was on happiness. Both teachers asked me separately, didn't know, and both teachers had me present in front of large groups of students. The one section of class was a section of students who were upperclassmen studying leadership and what they needed to do in order to be successful leaders and use their influence for good. And the second section was a group of younger students who were freshmen and sophomores, and there I focused on happiness. I found myself in both opportunities really spending time focusing on core behaviors of both leaders and people. And I want to share those with you today. So the presentation that I had done on happiness is the one I'm going to focus on today. And it was called Happy Like a Buffalo. And what I do is I introduce myself and talk about my background as being both, you know, a son and a brother and a husband and a dad and all the different things I've done in my life so that they can kind of see the progression of where I've come from as a kid to now an adult as a leader. Sometimes when I work with younger people, young men and women, and well, as a matter of fact, when I think about it, when I work with everybody, I find that you have to present to them a pathway to success. And I don't mean success like I'm successful. I mean like success in achieving what they want to be when they grow up on the day they decide what they want to be, which I think is a struggle for all of us every single day. So when I work with people, one of the things I really, really try to present to them is that no matter what you come across, it will always work out as long as you keep working towards that. I go into my passions and my Twitter account and the podcast and all of that other stuff, and I show a picture of my family of Charlie, Grace, and Megan, and then I get started. And one of the things I want to really, really instill in the audience is the simple fact that I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be in this position. I ran into a lot of good people at the right time in my life who guided me and presented me other ways in which to see the world. You see, if you look up ACEs score, which is a way of scoring people who've lived through trauma, I score an 8 of 10. And I'm not always comfortable talking about it, but I think it's important for people to recognize that many people out there are overcoming something or have overcome something or are facing something. So, to start talking about happiness, I always instill in them that no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you've been through, the choice is always yours. And one of the things we talk about is one of my favorite quotes, which is that if you decide that blowing out someone else's candle will make yours shine brighter, you're wrong. In the 21st century, with so many people looking at social media and trying to figure out what they should be and what they should look like and what's success, we fail to recognize that the one thing that makes us successful is when we look in the mirror and we recognize ourselves and we like ourselves. So when I talk about happiness with young men and women, the first thing I do is I talk about that happiness is a simple state of mind, that happiness is being two things. And this is what I truly believe. I think it's being content with what you have and satisfied with the world around you and where you're going and confident in who you are. So when I met with the students, I kept saying over and over and over again, happiness is a state of mind, but it's about being content and grateful for what you have, knowing who you are, and being confident in that. You see, I believe that there's a couple of key behaviors in young men and women that will allow them to be successful on a daily basis, allow them to navigate the weird anxieties that they face every single day. And when I say weird, I mean it in a good way, like weird, because there's a lot of weird things going on in the world right now. So what are those pieces? The first thing I always tell kids and young men and women is a very simple mindset. You be you. You be you. And I hear kids say that all the time. Way to go, man. You be you. And I think that's awesome. Because what that means is you care about you. You care about who you are. You care about what you do. And you're not necessarily worried about what others think. We spend so much time trying to figure out how others define us that it leads to anxiety, it leads to frustration, and then what happens is we're not happy because we're trying to be who other people want us to be, and that's not what happiness is all about. Happiness is all about pursuing what we need to do in order to be successful for ourselves, and many times that's the service to other people. Many times that's making sacrifices for others. Many times that is putting other people first. And when you be you, you're putting everybody else first because you're being yourself. You're not trying to be fashionable like other people. You are not trying to act like other people, and you're not letting other people define you. And kids and young men and women, when I work with them, I find that the kids with the greatest levels of integrity, the people who are confident in themselves, who walk down the hallway without a worry of, are people judging me, or am I wearing the right clothes, or do I have the right shoes today? Am I listening to the right music? I think the people and young men and women who are so confident in themselves like that, well, they're also content. And you know the other thing they are? They're usually liked by everybody because everybody admires the fact that they are content and confident. Because they don't know how to do it. And how you do it is you find other people who are being themselves, who are genuine, who stand up for the right thing, who pick up things in the hallway when they see things dropped. And they're the same behaviors that we should have as adults. You see, buffaloes charge into storms, but they also don't charge past things that aren't right. And they pick up things. They help other people. They model for others being content and confident. So when I talk to young men and women, I say, you be you. You got to be you because nobody defines you. And you know what else? I tell them that even as an almost 50-year-old man, I still struggle with this. I still struggle when my friends say things like, what is the deal with that? Who listens to that kind of music? Why are you eating that? Seriously, you gave up beef? It's like there's weird pressures everywhere. Why can't I get out of high school? Well, the more I'm myself, the more I'm content with what I have, with how I look, with the things we have, and the more confident I am in those abilities that I've been given, well, the happier I find myself. I don't have bad days. I have bad moments, and that's a big difference. And the only reason is because I don't let things get to me. Well, sometimes I do. The other thing I talk about after I talk about you be you is one of their principles. Again, I've talked about this before. I think Generation Z is like one of the coolest generations that has ever existed. They are more empathetic. They are more understanding. They are more accepting than any generation before. They have more information than anyone else before. They know how to navigate things. They know how to create things. They are living through a pandemic and seeming to make the best of it by going to video, doing things, and just being themselves. And you know what? That is the next principle. Because the next principle is one of their words, YOLO, Y-O-L-O, you only live once. What a great principle. It's like somebody stole it from my Grandma Nightsky we talked about on a few episodes ago where, you know what, Teddy? We're living on borrowed time, so we're going to make the most of it. YOLO is the same concept. You only live once. So why let people get to you? Why not take the risks that you want to take without worrying about the judgment of others? Why not be who you want to be? And that's something that's so difficult for young men and women. And you know how else it's difficult for?
Us.
Because it's so hard to just want to do what you want to do without worrying about other people's feelings, other people's worries, other people's judgment. And while we should take those things into consideration, we only live once. And I'm not talking about in the selfish nature of doing whatever you want to do. What I'm talking about is being yourself, being content, being confident, and recognizing in those things, those principles, that you only got one shot at this. So why let other people define you? Why get stuck in the muck and worry about how things are going, what people are thinking, what people are doing, instead moving forward, which is what we talk about next. You see, with the UBU principle and the YOLO principle, what we are doing is every single day we are worrying about ourselves and making ourselves better. And by making ourselves better, the world around us gets better. So then our worries become not expanded, but contained. Contained in the fact that we are more confident in who we are and our ability to help other people. If I'm sitting around worrying about what my teammates are saying about me, or if I'm worrying about what everybody thinks about me, instead of worrying about my next step forward, my next step in life, I'm just wasting energy. So what are the mindsets I talk to the kids about? Well, obviously, the first thing we're going to talk about is being Buffalo, charging into the storms that we face, being optimistic, not letting other people bring us down, not getting sucked into pessimism, but instead moving forward in a direction of excitement and enthusiasm, because we know once we get past whatever this storm is we are facing, we can get in the sunshine, we can move forward, we can get back to being what we want to be, and we can be content and confident. Because we've taken on the challenge. We have learned from the experience. We have fallen forward. And that's what excellence is. Consistently pursuing the ability to get better. Excellence is not a thing, right? You can win a race and you can get a medal, but that was a moment. Excellence is the constant pursuit of failing forward and moving into it with excitement. So here are the other constant mindsets of being happy. Number one was being Buffalo. Number two, I define me. Nobody else defines me. I define me. I define my happiness. I define who I am. I define my interests. I define my loves. I define my passions. I define my strengths and I define my weaknesses. Not you, not you, not you, and not you. Me and only me. And when I talk to the kids about this, they kind of look at me like, what? No, no, no. Other people tell me who I am or who I'm supposed to be. My mom and dad define me. My friends define me. My teammates define me. My classmates define me. No, no, they don't. When you look into the mirror, you define yourself. That gets me really excited when I talk to kids and young men and women, and frankly, even young leaders and old leaders, because they're worrying so much about what other people are saying that they're forgetting two things. One, be content in who you are. Two, be confident in who you are and define yourself. Don't let others define you. The next principle, all right, Buffalo, I define me. The third one, grateful. And I spell it with two L's. Fill yourself with gratitude. Gratitude for what you have, not what they have or what you want, but what you have, the problems that you have, the resources that you have, the people that you have. Don't sit in envy. Don't sit in worry. Be grateful. This is who I am. This is my family. These are my friends. This is my life. These are my interests. This is who I am, and I'm grateful for it. And I walk around telling people that I'm grateful for it. Because the moment I sit around saying, oh, they did that because they don't like me, or they didn't want me to be successful, or that teacher gave me that grade because they think that I'm stupid. No, be grateful for your skills. Be grateful for who you are. Nobody's doing anything to be out to get you unless you think that. And if they are out to get you, move forward and move past them. Be grateful. Be thankful. Thank the people around you in your life. Make sure they recognize that who you are is because of their influence. Make sure that you are taking a moment to just say thank you for the person who opens the door. That when you walk around life, you walk around like a crazy person, thanking everybody for all the different things that they are doing for you. Because paying it forward, being yourself, defining yourself, and being Buffalo only comes because there are others willing to help. And if we're not grateful for that, well, we're not going to be happy. And if we're not happy with what we have, we're not content. And if we're not happy with what we have and we're not content, we can't be confident in ourselves. And if we can't be confident in ourselves, we're going to be sad because we're going to want all of these other things. And at the end of the day, oh, if we could just be grateful, we'd be fine. We're living in a pandemic. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for, you know, I still have a job. I'm grateful for resources. I'm grateful that I still can learn in this environment. What are you grateful for? Instead of, oh, I wish I had this, and I wish I could go out to dinner, and I wish. Yeah, I do too. But you know what? At the end of the day, be grateful for what you have, because it's pretty amazing what we are living through and what we get to do during it. I mean, my goodness, I watched all of Ted Lasso on Apple TV in 3 days. Who can do that? I can. You know why? Because I'm grateful, and I'm lucky. The next thing is that the choice is mine, right? So we've got Buffalo. We've got I define me. We've got the simple attitude of gratitude. And then finally, I always get to choose. No matter what I'm facing, I get to choose my state of mind. Am I going to be happy? I get to choose whatever I am facing. Because every moment of every day, it comes down to one thing. What am I going to choose? Am I going to choose my mindset? Am I going to choose to recognize that the person in front of me is probably doing the best job they can? Although it's not satisfying me, it's the best job they can, so I'm going to help them. Am I going to choose to have the mindset that I get to be here? Am I going to choose happiness? Because if I make my choices and I wake up in the morning and I decide what I'm going to do that day. And I'm going to decide how I'm going to do it. And I'm going to decide who I'm going to do it with. And I'm going to decide how much energy I'm going to put into it. And I'm going to decide my attitude into it. Who else is making those decisions for you? No one can tell you what your attitude has to be. Well, usually when that happens, we ignore them. But we can pick our own attitudes. We can pick everything. And the choice is always ours. No one gets to choose my happiness. Nobody gets to choose my clothes, for that matter. And at the end of the day, I get to choose to be me. So I get to choose the mindset of YOLO. I get to choose the you be you mindset. I get to choose to be a buffalo. I get to choose to be grateful. At the end of the day, the choice is always mine. And the last mindset for the kids, life moves forward. Forward. Like we talked about in the last episode, you cannot sit around and look back and blame people. You have to move forward. Everything that happens to you with your ability to choose what to do with what happened. Is it going to put me down? Is it going to give me lift? Is it going to make me angry? Is it going to make me happy? What do you choose to do? Because no matter what happens, I can't replay that. I can't redo it. And until they invent time travel, there's nothing you can do about it. So in life, if you're going to be happy, and this is a point I hammer home with the students, you have to move forward. You cannot sit and wonder. You cannot sit and look back. You cannot sit and replay it. You cannot sit and gossip. You cannot get groups of people together and then blame them. You cannot sit around and waste time wondering what would have happened. Instead of wondering, go do it. Learn from it. Move forward with enthusiasm, with excitement. Run into that storm. Buffalo through it. And choose a positive mindset. Clearly, I have a little more energy about this topic because those kids fueled me. They fired me up because what happened next, once I started going through all of those different mindsets, was they started asking me questions. And from their questions, I learned more about them than they learned about me. One of the questions that was asked of me was, when did you decide to have this mindset? I had never really thought about it, but I think it was when I was about 23 years old. Right before I was finishing college and beginning teaching, because it was to that point in my life where I had struggled. I worked full-time in college. I was always moving. I was always in debt. I was always stressed out. I was always wondering. And then when I got a job and I became a teacher and I realized that I was getting paid to support the learning of students, to be a teacher, to be in a school all day long, to be with kids and to have the opportunity to just hang out in a classroom and share my passions with people and get them enthusiastically engaged in topics that no one cared about, I think that's when it hit me that, like, hey, you can be happy. That is 27 years ago. There's no way I'm going to let anyone define me anymore. And I think that's when it was. That was my answer to the question from that student. And I thought that was phenomenal. Then they asked me things about, like, hey, what books can we read? How can I learn more about this? What can I do to help other people? Where can we go? And same thing in both classes. They wanted to know more about, like, what they can do. And my favorite question of all was something to the effect of, well, what do we do if our parents are on our case all the time? And I was like, ooh, this is a difficult question to answer. And the reason it was a difficult question to answer was because I'm a dad. I am a parent, but I've also been a kid. And I haven't forgotten what it was like to be a sophomore in high school or a junior in high school. I haven't forgotten all the worries. And the reason I haven't forgotten is because I've been surrounded by kids my whole life and I keep watching them struggle through the same things. I don't care what you say. Every generation of kids struggles with the exact same things. Their identity, where they fit, what they're going to do, the pressures of society, the pressures of parents. And they struggle with happiness. So the question about, hey, what do I do if my parents are on my case, was very simple for me to answer. Instead of engaging in an argument, I told the young man, what you need to do is ask your mom and dad, why is this so important? I actually tricked the kids. Well, I don't know if I tricked them. They have to go do it. But at the end of the day, what I did was I asked them to be empathetic to their mom and dads. Because that is why there's always these cycles of frustration between parents and their kids. Because as a dad, I can see the path that you're taking. I know exactly how this story ends. But the other thing I recognize as a teacher is you have to fail forward on your own. I can't be there for you all the time. So as a kid, when you engage with an adult, with your mom or dad or your guardian, grandma, grandpa, whomever, and you're like, why are you always on my case? Why are you always yelling at me? And you think your parents are the reason that you're not happy? you're the reason you're not happy because you're choosing not to try and understand why your mom and dad are freaking out all the time. So what I said was be empathetic and ask your mom and dad, why is this so important to you? And don't ask it, why is this so important to you? I told them, you got to ask it like, why is this so important to you? Why do you care who my friends are? Why do you care what I wear? Why do you care? And obviously ask it through empathy, because if you were to ask me that question as a dad, I'm going to answer it. Well, I care because I worry about what you're doing on Friday nights. I care because I've seen that child make bad choices in the community. I care because I don't want you to represent yourself that way. That's why. That was a mind-blowing moment, because when I went into that situation and I'm yelling about, you be you, YOLO, it boiled down to, how do I, as a kid, a young man or woman, deal with the conflict of my parents, which is leading to my own unhappiness? The answer is always the same, and it always blows me away. Empathy. You've just got to be empathetic. Parents, teachers, if you want to be happier and avoid the conflicts that you might be facing with the students or your own children, teach them to be empathetic. Ask them to ask you why it's so important to me. Show them, model for them, coach them. That's how we can be happier. And we can also teach the young men and women in our lives that we serve how to be empathetic by just simply modeling it for them. Okay, as we close out this episode, I want you to think about a couple of things. I ended my conversation with the young men and women by telling them another favorite quote of mine, which is this: the path does not appear until you start walking. Many times, we are afraid to move forward, and that fear leads to anxiety, which leads to sadness, which leads to feeling paralyzed. You just got to step forward. You got a buffalo. You might not run into the storm. You might walk into the storm, which might lead you to a fast-paced walk, which might lead you to a jog, which might lead you to a sprint, which might lead you to out of it. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that every minute of every day that we recognize one simple fact. We're all leaders. We all have influence, and people are watching us, and they are looking for us to figure out for them and with them how to be happy. So let's do some smart thinking. List strategies for you to be more genuine. You be you. Describe how you have the mindset that you only live once. And list what you are content with and what you are confident in. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening. And please make sure to rate this episode and share it on your social media platform. Also, if you're interested in having me present to your students, please just shoot me an email at ted@cesa6.org. I'm more than happy to find an hour to help you help your kids be happy. Big thank you to the Well Pennies. I hope you've downloaded their new album or listened to it on Spotify, Pandora, or iTunes. It is fantastic, and they are awesome. They also have a new video out if you go onto YouTube with great interpretive dance. And finally, as we close out this episode, I have a high level of passion and fuel when I get around young men and women, when I get around students. And I was just really grateful that Brian and Greg invited me into their classrooms to talk to their students. I am very blessed with where I've landed in life and who I have fallen into and been around my entire life. Now, when I say fallen into, I was never intentionally looking for people to fill voids in my life. They just appeared, and I was attracted to them, and I listened to them, and I watched them, and I learned from them. And that's why being a leader is not a burden, but a blessing. Every minute of every day, we are walking around, and if we can be content and confident in who we are and what we have, we can model that for other people. We can show other people the path to happiness. We can create opportunities for people to be themselves, to live their life like they only have one shot. Because at the end of the day, we do only have one shot. Every minute of every day, everything you do, everywhere you go, every way you act, everything you say is changing the direction of the people around you. The butterfly effect, the drop in the pond, all of those things you always see, that's real. It really happens. You smile, you support, you get creative, you take risks. And the people around you, they benefit from that. So this week and every week afterwards, live with a happy mindset. Remember to be content and confident, to be yourself, to focus on moving forward. And most of all, and most significantly, accept who you are.
Welcome to your life. hands while the